We've heard about the low vaccination rate in Byron Bay, but in some of Queensland's Indigenous communities, it's much, much lower. In the seaside Aboriginal community of Yarrabah, 40 minutes from Cairns, only 42% of residents have had their first jab. A top Indigenous doctor in the town says Australia's plan to open up at 70 to 80% fully jabbed is heavily biased towards big cities. And he's likened it to smallpox hitting First Nations people during first contact. Carly Williams explains.
When Captain Arthur Phillip and the First Fleet arrived in Sydney in 1788, they brought the deadly smallpox disease. It killed thousands of First Nations Australians. Dr. Jason King is an Aboriginal doctor in the Queensland Indigenous community of Yarrabah. He's aware that this analogy isn't entirely apt, but he says there are some frightening parallels.
The smallpox riddle blanket goes back to first contact in Sydney in 1788. The early populations in the Sydney harbour area and southern New South Wales saw decimations of the populations within a certain amount of time, and it was believed that trinkets and blankets were dangled in front of populations as a means of trade and whatnot. And these carried diseases from the old world in Europe to places where they weren't yet.
The Doherty Institute COVID-19 vaccination modelling is Prime Minister Scott Morrison's go-to plan to open up Australia. It's based on at least 70% of those over 16 being vaccinated, but Doherty does emphasise that an 80% vaccination rate would be better. Jason King believes 80% still isn't high enough for communities such as Yarrabah, and he's not afraid to use broad-sweeping analogies to underscore the threat.
I see this blanket being dangled in front of Indigenous communities reducing restrictions and lockdowns for these targets. And I see that a real threat to our existence. The decimation of the Aboriginal populations in New South Wales and up and down the coast and around Australia as a result of this kind of the spread of disease as part of colonisation is, I think, it's not a long bow to draw parallels, I think, with what's happening now, either, vicariously or unwittingly. So, but it is something that we need to be mindful of for communities.
First Nations Australians, Australians living with a disability, prisoners and people living in rural and remote areas have more chronic health problems because of their social and economic disadvantages. And Indigenous communities are facing major problems getting access to vaccines. Yarrabah's vaccination rate is up to 50% behind the national average.
If we see that, New South Wales is nearing 80% and the nation, because most people live in New South Wales, is getting closer to that number as well, so then that can build more complacency. So this one factor. Our numbers here in Yarrabah are far lower than that. We're sitting at around about 42% who've received at least one vaccination and only just over 20% who've completed their two-dose course. That's not enough. And so when we see these news cycles and it's not contextualised and these carrots are being dangled, then that's also, people can build on complacency.
When Australia does open up, Yarrabah, which is very close to the tourist hub of Cairns, will be under more threat than ever before.
Because without those lockdown restrictions, without those movement restrictions, it's open slather. Without that protection of high levels of vaccination, a place like Yarrabah is then prone to high rates of infection, and without the protection of the virus, also high rates of hospitalisation and death.
Queensland Health has been contacted for this story, and the federal government has implemented a range of programs to help Indigenous communities with the vaccine rollout.
That's Carly Williams reporting.